Hey guys, it's your English speaking friend Kyle here, and today we're going to continue improving our English with comprehensible input, and we're going to talk about how to make money online, how to invest the money once you make it, and really, when you do these things, improve your life in general. So let's get going. All right guys, first I want to say welcome to all the new subscribers. I appreciate you all being here with me. And a big shout out to all my subscribers who have been here with me for a long time now, improving our English and improving our lives. So I realized something today, guys. In the last 11 months, this channel has grown from around 5,000 subscribers to over 260,000 subscribers. That is a whole lot of people around the world improving their English, improving their lives, and just being positive together, and I love it. So thank you all so much for being here. Now, speaking of my awesome subscribers, one of my awesome subscribers from Morocco wrote me a message on Instagram. Let's see what she said. She said, "Hi Kyle, love your content. Could you make a video on finding online jobs or smart ways to invest money? Many of us struggle here in Morocco, and I'm one of them, and your tips would really help." Well, yes, my friend, I can and I will. So we're gonna cover all that, guys. Ways to make money online, ways to invest your money, and I'm really gonna show you guys what I would do if I didn't have my job, how I would personally make money online. And I'm even gonna show you guys how I invest my real money in real life. But before that, guys, let's get our minds right. Let's get our minds in the correct mindset for this video. I do not care what your mother, father, aunt, uncle, grandma, pastor, friends, what they told you about money. Money is not bad, and you deserve to have money. You deserve to have enough money to live a comfortable life. You deserve to eat the food you want. You deserve to wear nice clothes. You deserve to take your husband or your wife or your kids out to a nice dinner at a nice restaurant. You deserve that, my friend. And it's possible. But in this day and age, you have to be smart about it. But the good news, this is not like 1960 when you had to go find a big factory and ask the boss for a job. No. Now all you need is a computer, a phone, and the internet. So our first way to make money online is something that I've always wanted to do, but I haven't been able to because I don't have the time. And that's because I already work a full-time job and basically full-time on YouTube as well, along with being a husband and a father. But that is teaching languages online. So our friend who wrote me that message, she's in Morocco. That means almost certainly her first language is Arabic, and there's a high possibility she might also speak French. And she understands English enough to write me in English. That alone is a valuable skill set. So guys, let me show you what I would do if I was her and wanted to make some extra money online. So guys, I'm going to share my screen with you and show you exactly what I would do. All right, that is my handsome son Connor and I in Arizona. So what I would do is go to italki.com and click over here, become a teacher. So guys, whatever language you speak, there are tons of people all over the earth trying to learn that language. I've met incredible people that work on italki as their full-time job all around the world. So I know that it works. So guys, all you have to do is come to italki, click become a teacher, check the list of languages that they need, and it shows you over here the teachers that they need and the ones they don't need. So right now, they need French. They need English, they need German, they need Cantonese, Catalan, Czech, Dutch, Greek, Hebrew, Hungarian, Norwegian, Persian, Polish, Romanian, Serbian, Swedish, Thai, Turkish, Ukrainian. All right guys, they need all those. Now, they don't need Arabic right now, so my friend who wrote me, I don't want to say your name because I don't have permission. I'm going to show you another one if Arabic's the only native language you speak. But if you do speak French, you've got that already on. So all of these are open. Here you see the difference between a professional teacher and a community tutor, because I've had people tell me, oh, I can't do that. I'm not a language teacher. I'm not a language teacher either, guys. A community tutor is what any of us can be who did not study to become a teacher. And all you have to do, guys, is practice speaking your language with another person who's trying to learn it. That simple. So easy. You find fun topics to talk about. You talk about it with them. You give them little corrections. Hey, you can say this a little bit better. When you're trying to talk about that, do it like this. And then down here, it says the amount of money that you can charge per lesson. Professional teachers can charge between $10 and $120 per lesson. Community tutors can charge between $5 and $120, and that's per lesson. The lessons could be 30 minutes, 45 minutes, or an hour. But realistically, guys, you could make easily $15 to $20 an hour, or even in 45 minutes doing lessons here. And I'm sure in a lot of countries where you guys are, $15 to $20 an hour is good money. Talking about US dollars, of course. And guys, honestly, it's fun. You get to meet cool people. And as you get a reputation as a good tutor or teacher, you can charge more and more money. Now, there's other websites too where you can do this. One of them is Verbaling. And it's the same thing. Same exact thing, guys. So I would do one of these websites and become a tutor and teach English or whatever language you speak. Super fun way to make some extra money. And I'm going to give you guys a couple tips if you're going to do this, because I've taken hundreds of lessons on italki with, I think, almost 100 different teachers. So I know as a student what people are looking for in a tutor or teacher. If you're a girl, try to look pretty. Okay, take a nice picture, smiling, try and look cute. Look as nice as you can, because of course, if you're going to talk to somebody, you want to talk to somebody who looks like they take care of themselves, somebody who's nice and clean, and somebody who looks fun and friendly. If you're a guy, try and look professional, okay? Do your hair nice, wear a nice shirt, maybe put on some glasses if you have them. Try and look smart, kind, and professional. That's what people are looking for in a language partner, because we all judge by what we see. Just the honest truth. Okay, so that is how I would make money as a language tutor. Another way to make some extra money is selling your skills. So let me share my screen with you guys once again, and we will go to a website called Fiverr. Now, Fiverr is a website where people sell their skills, okay? So you need to ask yourself, what are you good at? What do I have that other people want and need? So guys, this can be if you know how to make websites, that's a huge one. Video editing is a great one. Software development. Let's see all the different ones they have on here. Book design, voiceover, social media marketing, logo design. So guys, what are you good at? Do you know how to make thumbnails on YouTube? That's a huge one. They even have over here writing and translation. Music and audio is a big one. Do you play an instrument? Consulting. So guys, I'm actually considering doing this myself. And what I would do to make money on this website, and I might even try that soon. I'm going to tell you guys my plan. I want to make a YouTube consulting service on here. And basically, so you guys can see how this works, what I will do on that is say, I am a YouTuber. I'm a creator with over 260,000 subscribers. And in less than a year, I went from 5,000 subscribers all the way to 260,000 subscribers. And why I think people would pay money for this is because I personally know tons of people with small YouTube channels who are struggling and wishing that they could grow their channel. Now, I've actually done that. I know how to do it. So people will pay for that knowledge. And the best thing is I have proof. I can show my YouTube plaque, my play button, I can show my channel, and they know that I've been there and done that. So I am actually thinking about doing that. And what I would do on there is create a page and say, Let's see. I'm going to really look at this later, guys. But my service would be something like, I will audit your YouTube channel, which means I will look at it. I'll watch your videos. I'll look at your thumbnails and titles, and I will see what you're doing wrong. I'll see what's going on, why your videos are not getting views, or maybe one video got a lot of views and the rest are getting no views. And I will use my experience to help you become more consistent and make a few changes to get more views and get more growth. So that is an idea that I personally have for making money. So maybe I'll do that in the future. But you have to ask yourself, what can you do? All right? Now, those are ways that you can sell your skills online. And guys, believe me, there's so many different things on here. So that's the online money making, guys. Those are the things that I personally would do. Help people learn languages and help people grow their YouTube channels, because those are things that I have experience with. So what are you guys good at? And tell me in the comments, guys. I'm interested to know, do you guys make money online? And remember another thing, guys. Everything takes time. Do not give up if you try for one day and don't make any money. You need to pick something and stick with it. And that brings me to another point, guys. If you're thinking about starting a YouTube channel to make money or something like that, the honest truth, guys, yes, you can make money. You can make a lot of money on social media, but it takes time. So unless you already have an awesome camera, unless you already have great editing skills, unless you already have tons of experience speaking in front of a camera, it's gonna take a long time to build up a channel to where it makes money. So don't start a YouTube channel thinking that you're gonna make money right away. That takes a lot of time. You also have to keep in mind that wealthy people, and wealthy is a word that we use to describe people who have a lot of money, they're comfortable in their life, they have enough money for all the things they want and need. Wealthy people always have more than one income stream. So income is the money that comes in to you, okay? And wealthy people almost always have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 different income streams, okay? For example, my income is my job, my YouTube channel, my investments, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, and a couple other little things that are starting to bring me a little bit of money. But the thing is, once you start stacking these income streams, you make more and more and more money. And the best income streams are the ones that make money for you while you sleep. For example, my YouTube videos make money for me even when I'm sleeping, and so do my investments. So let's talk about investments. Real quick, guys, let me tell you about a super cool way to practice your English speaking. So Sprout is an English learning platform where you can watch content from awesome English creators like myself or English by Jay, content made specifically at your level of English. And now there's another super cool feature, Kyle AI. You can practice your English speaking with the AI version of me. Real quick, let's check it out.
Hello, Kyle. It's great to chat with you. What would you like to talk about today?
I'd like for you to tell me how practicing your English speaking with Kyle AI can help you to improve.
That's a great question. Practicing with me, Kyle AI, can really help you get better at speaking English. We can talk about anything you like, and I'm always here to listen and chat. What do you think about practicing speaking every day?
There you have it, guys. If you'd like to check out Kyle AI and support me in the channel, click the link in the description. Try it out for a week for free. All right, back to the video. All right, guys, I wanted to come outside before we talk about investments. So it's actually starting to finally get warm here in Indiana, but it's not very nice out right now. It's rainy. It's raining, but hey, rain is so much better than snow. All right, guys, now investments. What are investments? Well, an investment is something that you put your money into and then it helps your money to grow, or it generates extra income for you. Now, before we get into investments, I want to tell you guys that investments are not going to make you rich quick. So just like the YouTube channel, investments are something that you start to build up, and over the years, they can make you a lot of money, grow your wealth, and eventually even pay you some real income. So honestly, guys, if you're thinking that you're gonna start investing and make money right away, that's not the case. So the way you need to look at this is focus your energy on creating income, finding ways to make money. That could be getting a new job, that could be selling your skills on Fiverr, that could be getting some tutoring clients on iTalki or Verbling. And then once you start making some money, then you could start putting some of that into investments, and that money will start to grow and eventually pay you in your sleep. So guys, my strategy for investments. Well, why do I invest? You need to think about what your plan is, okay? Are you trying to grow your investments just to a large amount of money so that you can say, I'm rich, I'm a millionaire? Do you want to create income so you can quit your job and your investments will pay you? What's your goal here, guys? Are you trying to build something big to leave to your children? Well, my goal with investments, guys, I want to grow my money for one. That's my first half. Invest in companies that are going to grow. And the second part is to build another income stream through my investments. My goal is that one day I'll be able to quit my job because my other income streams make more than that. So that could be from YouTube and my investments paying me more than my job makes. Now, I'm not there yet, but I am building every single day. So guys, I believe that most people around the world are able, one way or the other, to invest in the United States stock market, okay? Now I'm gonna talk about this because that's how I invest, and that's really the gold standard of investing is the US stock market. So you need to do a little bit of research about the laws in your country. Are you able to invest in the US stock market? Are there extra taxes or fees? And if it is very hard, does your country have its own market that consistently grows? So my strategy, guys, I really have two main investments, okay? My two main investments are, one, the S&P 500, and this is all gonna be super good vocabulary for you guys. The S&P 500, which is the 500 biggest companies in the United States. And guys, for 100 years, these companies, the S&P 500 has been growing and growing and growing, and many people have been making a whole lot of money on it. So you invest in that, and typically, your money grows by around 10% every year. Now it goes up sometimes and it goes down sometimes. Goes way up, goes way down. When the United States government does something stupid, it goes way down. So you don't get scared because it always comes back up. So that's about half of what I invest in. Probably 40% of my investments are in the S&P 500 just because that's a safe investment that consistently grows. The other half is a dividend stock, okay? And the one that I invest in is called SCHD, and what this is a group of stocks that pay you dividends. What is a dividend? A dividend is what a company gives its investors when they do well. So for example, let's say I own a piece of the company Apple, okay? When Apple sells a bunch of iPhones, they give me a little bit of the profits because I invested in their company, okay? And that little piece of the profit is called a dividend. So this SEHD stock is a group of dividend companies like Apple, like Johnson & Johnson, a medical company. Amazon might be on there, I don't know. But it's a ton of big companies that pay money to their investors. Every couple months, they send you money just for owning it, okay? Now it's a small piece, but I invest that money back in to my other investments. So it just keeps growing, 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 even while I sleep. And like I said, eventually my goal is to grow these investments so big that they pay for my home and all my other needs. So guys, that's probably the other 40%, all right? So I do about 40% in the dividend stocks and about 40% in the S&P 500, and then the extra 20% I put into single companies that I really believe in. For example, Tesla I invest in because I don't think there's anybody on earth who is going to outwork Elon Musk, whether you like him or not. That guy is a machine. I invest in a couple medical companies. I invest a little bit in Amazon and in Google because that is the father company of YouTube. So I wanted to invest a bit in YouTube, the company that I love so much. And in a couple months, or maybe even a few weeks now, Elon Musk is going to open his company SpaceX. He's going to open it up to investors. So that's a company that I'll be investing in for sure, because I think that is going to play a huge part in the future of humanity. So guys, those are my investments. Now, before we end this video, I want to tell you guys, the most important investment that you will ever make is not in a company. It is in you, okay? The best investment you can make right now, whether you have money or not, is in knowledge, okay? It's in reading great books. It's in your own mind. Invest in yourself, your health, your brain, and that will grow your financial health more than anything else. Because I know all this now, and now I'm on the path to success. But a couple years ago, I had no chance of ever getting out of, you know, struggling, because I didn't know these things. I didn't have the tools. But once you've invested in your mind and built up that knowledge, no matter what happens, you'll be okay because you know what to do. So it's like you have a plan, guys, you know, and when bad things happen, if you have that knowledge, you'll be all right. You'll say, you know what, I lost this job, but I could go make money over here because I know how to do that. So invest in yourself, guys. Read the great books. Read The Richest Man in Babylon. Read Think and Grow Rich. Read about investing. Follow channels that talk about finances, and you'll be all right. All right, guys, I hope that you enjoyed this video. I enjoy talking about these things. Tell me in the comments, how do you make your money? Maybe we could all share some ideas and help each other grow. All right, guys, I will see you in the next video. All right, guys, I almost forgot about one. Selling the things that you don't need, or finding things, buying them for cheap, and selling them for more. And the reason I have this, guys, is because Connor saw this guy playing this thing on YouTube. It's called a hand pan, and he wanted it so bad. He just had to have a hand pan, so I got him one. And guess what? He never touches it. So maybe you have an instrument that you thought you wanted to play, but you never use. Maybe you have some collectible items. Maybe you have an old camera. Maybe you have some clothes that are still in good shape, but they don't fit you anymore. All of these things you can sell on websites like eBay, guys. Just because you don't want a certain thing anymore does not mean that somebody else doesn't want it. So eventually I'm gonna sell this on eBay, but there's another strategy you can use to make money on things like eBay, and I've done this. You find somebody who's selling something, okay? Let's say somebody's selling this hand pan. Let's just say this hand pan is worth $100. I can sell it on eBay for $100. So I find somebody who's selling this hand pan, and they're selling it maybe for $80, okay? If they're selling it for $80, I can say, here's $80, and then I'll go put it on eBay, sell it for $100, and I made $20. But that's not enough, okay? What you wanna do is negotiate, okay? You go to the person who's selling it for 80 and say, hey, I like that hand pan. I could buy it right now for $50, okay? And if they really want to get rid of this hand pan, maybe they're someone like me, their kid wanted it, but they don't use it, so now it's just taking up space in the closet, they'll probably sell it to you for $50 just to get rid of it, okay? Then you take it, take a couple pictures, put it on eBay, and sell it for $100. Boom, you made $50, okay? Goodbye, hand pan. Now, you could do that for so many different things, guys. You could do it with instruments. You can do it with bikes, bicycles. You can do it with sports equipment. And once you make a little bit of money, you can even do it with things like cars. So you find things that people want to buy. You negotiate and get them for cheap, and then you sell it later for more. A lot of people make a lot of money doing that. And that is honestly something that I would be investing a lot of time in if I didn't have my job. Who knows? Maybe if this YouTube thing doesn't work out, I'll have a future as a hand pan player. Go make some money, guys.